Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I am Chuck Landington welcoming you to an all-new Metal Injection livecast. Dick Clark died this week. So in his honor, today we are all going to talk like we just had a stroke and publicize a bunch of awful, awful musicians. Wait, don't we already do that every week? Dandy. Here's the show.
Hey there, everyone.
So now we have no way to immortalize Dick Clark. Because... do his job already.
Yeah. And it's hard to immortalize somebody who's already dead.
Yeah.
He's clearly mortal.
Why didn't we do this a week ago? Yeah. Immortalize him, then he'd be alive. Hi, everybody. Happy birthday, Noah.
Thank you.
Happy Earth Day, Noah.
This is, yeah, that's right. Today's
oh,
birthday.
Is today Earth Day and Noah's birthday?
So that today, means we smoke what comes from the earth, right?
You. What's this about my cum?
Your cum comes out of the earth?
Well, I am one of the earth.
Robert calls his penis the earth.
Oh.
This is pretty round.
Like a tuna can.
Welcome to the 160th edition of the Metal Injection Livecast.
Also, how old I'm turning.
This is actually the first of many 29th birthdays for Noah.
Yeah. It'll be an annual event.
Oh, I hope so.
And Sean is not here, which pretty much is the norm now.
It seems
so, like, why would Sean be here?
Maybe we should just stop announcing it, and we'll just announce when he's actually here.
Yeah, I think at this point...
At this point, that's what's going to happen. But Frank is here.
Hello, everybody.
Frank and I just drove down from Worcester, Massachusetts, specifically to do the Metal Injection livecast.
Really? You're going back up there? After
we're going to go back up to catch Killswitch Engage's first show with Jesse Leach. No, it was just raining, and we were there already for 2 days, and it was just like, hey, let's go back and do the live cast. Let's wish Noah a happy birthday.
And she's gone.
Noah is off the
show.
Noah
left the studio.
She's got spaghetti to pick up.
But Bruno's taking her spot. You can hear him.
Bye, Noah.
But also,
she
just wants to get through. What's that, Bruno?
Noah's trapped in a well. I didn't know this building had that.
This building has a well. It's got everything. It's a great studio.
Fucking amenities like a motherfucker.
It's been forever, I feel, since we've done the live cast.
Yeah.
Really, it's only been 2 weeks.
Mm. It's been
but in
for
that
me.
Time, a lot has happened. Frank and I went to L.A. for the Revolver Golden Gods Awards.
Yeah, with a great interview with Chris Jericho that you did.
Oh, thank you. Thank
Loved
you. Yes.
It.
That was intense.
Kiss your ass a little bit. That was fantastic.
Please, go on.
I'm done.
He did wash today. So
Chris Jericho, Sunday. Actually, that was definitely like such an awesome moment. Like, I feel like the 15-year-old me would... yeah, Chris Jericho, Bruno. That's right.
Chris Jericho's in the well?
Yeah. The 15-year-old me would have totally flipped out. And the thing is, in the VIP room, after the award show, during the after party, he was there. He was hanging out. And I was so drunk that I'm like, yeah, I'm going to totally go up to Chris Jericho and start a conversation with him. It sounded like such a great idea. And I just went up to him. And I was like, hey, man, you know, I'm a huge fan. Loved your match at WrestleMania. Wow, just saying it sounds so lame right now. And
I'm doing the jerk off motion with my hand right now.
No, he was really nice. He was really cool. He was like, oh, thank you. And then, I mean, like, now looking back, the dumbest question I asked, I was like, you know, the finishing sequence that you did with Punk with the roll ups, was that inspired by Ricky Steamboat and Macho Man? And then, I know, right? But he was like, no. He was like, no. He was like, that was just something we thought would be really cool for the moment. I mean, obviously, that's a great match, but we didn't put the two together. And then I was like, well, yeah, you know, you're a big fan, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like showering him with compliments. And then I had the realization of what I was doing, because he was just doing like, well, thank you. Like,
that
he didn't know what to say.
Did you at any point try to feel his hair?
No, no.
He called security.
And it's just like, it hit me that like he was doing exactly what I would do when somebody like recognizes me.
You're really doing that?
You were
really comparing yourself to Chris Jericho?
Yes, I am comparing. No, but then I'm like
millions and millions of fans.
Exactly. I'm sure it happens to me way more than Chris Jericho.
Wow.
But then I'm like, I should get out of here immediately before Chris Jericho wants to punch me in the face. Because
yeah.
I know how it is.
Right,
I know how it is, Chris.
Because the guys that shower you with love, you would want to get into a fight with him. But Jericho would wipe the floor with you.
Yeah, exactly.
These guys, you have that Indian guy that wanted to karate you.
Well, Frank is a big fan of Chris Jericho's posture.
Oh, I love it. He walks like a pony. I've never seen that. Seriously, I've never seen anybody walk like that before.
Well, you know what it is? He's like a sort of a muscle-bound kind of guy, but he also has the rock star thing. So the two of those things together makes him like John Wayne.
Very theatrical.
You don't even really see his legs move. He just kind of like flies.
Maybe he wears those sneakers that the little kids have with the wheels on the back so they can skid around at the supermarket.
And I'll tell you who has the same thing, who it sort of makes sense because he's also like a muscle-bound guy with low center of gravity and has the rock star thing, is Danzig, who walks exactly like Jericho.
Who would win?
Yeah, I would.
Jericho.
No way, man.
Super Nintendo Chalmers in the chat says, way to show your journalistic integrity by leaving the event that you're supposed to be covering. First of all, we did all of our work on the black carpet. That's all that we said we were covering. And we were in the VIP room in the venue.
Yeah, in Rob's defense, this is probably the first event that I wanted to even leave early.
Maybe he's talking about Metal Fest.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Yeah, which one? We need clarification.
Oh, yeah, which one, Super Nintendo Chalmers?
Mm-hmm. So anyway, no, I like the fact that Jericho, what I liked about him, his interview, was that he buys into what you're doing. Like, sometimes you get these guys that you interview and they're like, they're clueless to what you're doing.
Right.
And he just kind of plays along with it, you know?
Yeah, well, if you haven't seen the interview, first of all, what are you doing? Go check it out. It's really good. But I asked him who would win in a match between like a metal icon and a wrestling star, like Danzig versus The Undertaker.
Yeah, that was good. And, Metallica and the Four Horsemen was good.
Yeah, that was my favorite. So check that out.
You didn't ask the one question that I think really needed to be asked,
which
and that the people wanted the answer to. Shimley, Chris, just between you and me, just two guys talking right now, why you kill Daniel? Why you kill him?
Can we
baby?
Just? Why don't we just send Sid out on certain interviews?
I could be the stuttering John.
I would love that.
Or actually, I actually have a better idea because I know that you're camera shy.
Yeah.
You don't want to do all that shit. Get like one of not Shlomo.
I knew that was right.
One of our fans to go just read Sid questions.
Right.
And so you don't get in trouble.
Darren, I think you should do it. I feel like
Shankletown in the chat says he will do it. He's unemployed right now, so he's got time on his hands.
And
oh, that's
in
a
New
good
York,
idea.
So yeah. You control all the bands that you guys are interviewing.
I was going to say, I don't want to do it because I want to sort of put a buffer zone between the show and, you know, that. And I'm like, oh, it's just some kid,
like
you know.
New character.
But yeah, well, I'm open. I like that idea. Yeah. Shankletown's. We should him stuttering John all the
like
metal bands.
Little brainstorming sessions of questions. He could even contribute, possibly.
Yeah, I like it. Let's work on that. Bang that out.
Like the way Dave Hill interviewed kids outside that Testament show.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He's
great.
Got a book coming out, so he's too famous to
do
our bidding now.
He's
but
a big deal. Can I ask you, what's his book about? Is it like his autobiography, or has he wrote a novel?
I think
what?
It's just a collection of essays or something like that.
Oh, is it?
Maybe some short stories.
Okay. I'll read anything that guy writes.
Yeah.
I'll read his grocery list. He's fucking hilarious.
I wonder if he makes a list when he goes to the grocery store.
He probably uses
fresh
store.
I'm too big of a deal for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in show business.
I don't think he goes to the grocery store. Yeah.
He has help.
Yeah.
Oh. Servants.
Little Michael Jackson.
Sends his cats to go get his stuff.
Mm-hmm. He sends Danzig to go pick up kitty litter.
You need cat food, Dave.
Yeah. You know we can handle that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how was Metal Fest?
Yeah, tell us.
Well,
it was fun. It was fun.
It was number 14. We've been to like how many? Seven.
Right. A lot.
So it's a lot of the same, but a little less, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, it's always great. They always treat us really nice, but it's just tiring. I don't know. I can't really do a fest for more than 2 days. Like today was the third day, and we were just out of it.
Today was also like the scene day where like all the little kids came out, so we were kind of
Chelsea
Grin
was playing today.
Oh boy!
Really?
But they're very nice people.
How were they? Oh, you weren't there.
We were on I-95.
You were hightailing it out of there.
What were you listening to in the car as Chelsea Grin was playing Miles Away from You?
I was that kid's demo.
Frank put on one kid's demo, and then I was like, can we listen to something that was signed? Some signed band. And then we listened to Fit for an Autopsy, which is fun little deathcore.
A little Simon Garfunkel later on?
Then we eventually put on Q104 once we hit.
Yeah. I love that station. I'm corny, but...
What, Q104?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Who doesn't like that station?
Well, the thing is,
I like
that
89.5.
I don't know. Like they put it on during my poker game sometimes, and then there's like a bunch of 20, 30-year-old guys there that are like, "What the fuck?" Wait, last night I'll tell you. But by the way, that's the classic rock station in New York. So
the one that Eddie Trunk works for.
Yeah,
I think that's the only rock station left in New York.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. There's no more like radio rock.
Well, there's 89.5 immediately.
That's not
in
technically
New York.
In New York.
That UD
is
a very good signal.
Oh, I guess
that's
Jersey, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's just, the Seton Hall radio station.
Yeah.
It's a college radio.
Yep.
Yeah, the largest pirate radio station.
And that's also not really like mainstream modern rock. That's
no, it's metal.
Yeah,
it's metal.
There's no mainstream modern rock station in New York City. That's
no.
Absurd.
And it's crazy. In L.A., there's like four.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I remember when Q104.3 used to be a metal station or a rock metal station.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
And 92.3 was and they both switched to classic rock, right, eventually. 92.3
is
used to be. Well, first it was classic rock.
Yeah, and then they swapped formats, basically.
Yeah.
Except they both did a crappier job than, like, with the new formats than they did with their previous ones, I think.
Yeah, K-Rock was horrible with that.
Like, Q104.3, when it was a modern rock station, they'd actually play, like, deeper album cuts. They wouldn't just play the singles.
Yeah.
It was awesome. But then when K-Rock took over, they just played the singles.
It all went downhill.
Yeah. Damn it.
And then came the internet and podcasts.
And radio died. The end.
Yay!
And then there is satellite radio that has risen from the ashes.
No.
Nobody said that.
Sorry, Noah.
Hey, Rob works there, too.
Yeah, it works out pretty great for me.
The only time I've ever heard satellite radio was when I was on the West Coast in a rental car, because it comes, like, installed.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. One week long.
No, it's okay. I kind of like it. I just feel like it's, you know, I mean.
You have satellite radio right there?
Yes.
Well,
I have it only
to
listen to Howard Stern, though.
How come you never try to venture outside of the Howard Stern channel?
I don't. I mean, I have. But I feel like it's all stuff I can just, like, if I'm in the mood to hear something, I can just find it online for free and listen to it, you know?
Even the witty humor of Raw Dog?
I have never listened to Raw Dog.
No.
Well, now they have Dirty Dog.
Comedy Channel.
Dirty Dog.
What's that?
Dirty Dog is like really, really obscene and perverted comedy.
Is that right?
So if Raw Dog is way too pussy for you, then there's Dirty
yes,
Dog.
Yes, then you have Dirty Dog.
What's Raw Dog? What's
Raw Dog is when you're fucking a girl without lube.
That's where they got
and
the inspiration.
Dirty Dog is when you're fucking a girl without lube and you're using your shit as lube.
Fucking
that's
in
Dirty
the ass.
Dogging it.
Yeah. I got a friend that calls fucking a girl in the ass a triple. Because, like, fucking her is a home run, and then it's harder to hit a triple than a home run.
True.
So it's fucking
it's
a girl
true.
In the ass is a
it's
triple.
Difficulty.
Kind of like that.
It really depends on the girl.
Yeah. Well, it's
yeah.
true.
If
that's
it's
a good
a
point.
If it's in a Hasidic arena, it's actually easier to get the triple
yeah,
than
yeah.
a home run.
Well, they have deep right center field gaps.
If you come in her ass, is it an inside the park home run?
That's a good one. I don't know. I'll ask him. I'll check in before the next show. And ask.
Good at that. By the way, I want to give a shout out. I don't remember the person that I talked to at the New England Metal Fest. Lots of Livecast fans at the Metal Fest were asking where you guys were. You guys never
we don't get to go.
We don't get comp because you're
pricks.
Perks. You don't get us.
We don't get any perks.
Oh.
Hey, man, you can.
Oh. I'll be fair. I wouldn't have gone to that.
Yeah, exactly.
There's some things I would like to go to.
If you, I mean, we had space in the room and in the car. So.
Yeah,
I'd have to pay to go.
I need my own room.
No, you would not need to go.
I need my own room.
Oh, listen.
I'm a girl.
All right. To be fair, like I said, I wouldn't have gone to that. But there's some things I would go to that I'd like. I just never ask. I don't think.
Well,
so.
Some things are harder for us
yeah.
to get.
That's fine. I was just joking for
the
show.
Point,
I'm not
the
really
point
upset.
I'm making, though, is that somebody there was a listener who. Mm-hmm. Who said hello to me, and after he was like, oh, blah, blah, blah. He was like, yeah, I always want to call in, but I don't have any sex talk to contribute.
Wow. Aww. That one-dimensional fucking thing?
But then he followed that up by saying, but I do have plenty of poop stories.
Yeah, all right.
So please, call in.
What's the number? Somebody.
646-929-1357. We actually have a caller right now.
That does fit one of the two categories we talk about on this show. Yeah.
You can just talk about anything.
Just as long as you're not calling to talk about music. We're
Who do we have on the line, Noah?
Someone from area code 864.
Oh, well, what is on the air.
Yep. What's your name?
Oh,
and where are you from?
Busted.
I got a sweet email trying to listen to it. I thought it was going to be on the computer.
Yeah, it is on the computer. If you just go to metalinjection.net/livecast, you can listen to it on your computer.
Yeah, and use the computer, not your phone.
Okay.
That might help, too. Yeah?
All right, well, I didn't know how to do it. Sorry.
That's great. This is your first time listening?
Uh-huh.
Are you a big Metal Injection junkie?
Well, I love metal.
Where's that accent from? Where are you from?
What's your name?
Hi, my name's Carol Satterfield. I live in Welford, South Carolina.
A South Carolinian dame.
In the upstate of South Carolina.
Is it like the sticks, or is it like you live in a city part?
Well, it's right close to Spartanburg, but it's kind of, you know.
Coal mine?
Well, it's like less than a mile off of 85, you know, Interstate 85. Mm-hmm. Like you get off of exit 68 off of 85 and turn right, and I live right around the curve.
What set of tractions are there on 85?
All right.
No, well, the peach up at Gaffney, the big old water tower that everybody says looks like a butt.
It looks like a butt.
Like a butt.
Yeah.
A peach
it's
butt.
A peach, but it's got a, you know the little indent of the peach.
Of course.
It looks like a big old butt.
That's the nicest thing. That's the big highlight. The roadside attraction of
come to Spartanburg. Our water tower looks like a big old butt.
No, that's in Gaffney. That's a little ways up north from Spartanburg.
Yeah, Spartanburg's the big town. She's in one of the outlying areas.
Come to West Spartanburg.
Are y'all making fun of me?
No, it's because like you called up and started talking about what road to take to your town. So I don't know. I thought it was funny.
We're just planning our trip right now, actually.
Do you work for the Spartanburg County Marketing Department?
Chamber of Commerce.
Chamber of Commerce.
To me?
Yeah.
No, I don't work.
Oh. What do you do?
What would you like to do? She didn't do anything, Sid. She didn't work.
Well, when she's not
well,
working, what's she doing?
I'll be honest with you. I'm crazy. I get disability.
Oh,
I have bipolar depression.
How old are you?
I'm 52.
Oh, okay. Are you like so? Did she find us on Ustream or something?
Yeah.
How did you hear about us?
I'll tell you the truth. I don't know how I got to you, but you know, I like metal bands and stuff, and I navigated to you somehow or another, but I'm not really sure.
There's very little metal on this show, and I warn you in advance. A lot of poop and sex talk.
Who are some of your favorite bands? A little Molly Hatchet action going on?
Actually, I saw Molly Hatchet when I was like 18, but I like, you know, stuff like John Bush, Anthrax. I gotta qualify that.
Oh, okay.
And Obscura and
awesome.
Wow.
Nice.
What was your concert experience?
Do what?
Your first concert experience.
Beatles.
My first concert was the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Nice. Wow.
How old were you? How
that
old
was in 77. I was 17 when I saw the Rolling
Stones.
Did you
go back and give them any, Tookie or anything?
Oh, no.
She is a
not that kind of person. I mean, y'all might talk sex, but I'm not that kind of person.
I don't think any of us would hold it against her if she went and gave Mick Jagger a little something.
Mick Jagger, yeah, if it was like Ron Wood.
Yeah.
You know, I doubt that Mick Jagger would have gone for a 17-year-old.
Oh, really?
Are you?
But I don't know him that easily.
Yeah,
it's
a different role.
Yeah, Mick Jagger definitely would go for a 17-year-old.
Really?
Yeah.
Dear Penthouse Farm.
But, you know, I'm kind of disappointed in Mick Jagger the way that he denied the HAs, you know, when they saved him at the Altamont racetrack. You know, that was a punk move on his part.
I never thought this would happen to me. It was by the big old water tower that looks like a butt. And Ron Wood started coming on to me. But I couldn't stop thinking about Shiloh White.
I don't make up stuff, okay?
Charlie Watts was the one I truly wanted. Is that accent not good?
You are wrong.
Yeah.
Who would you go?
If you could have sex with anyone in the Stones, who would it be?
None of them.
Brian Jones doesn't count because he's dead.
Not interested in sexually. I just like the meat.
Like more of a monkey's gal.
So can I?
Yeah, I liked Davy Jones when I was 7, and then I found out that he was like 5'3".
Oh,
yeah.
How tall are you?
And I'm 5'8".
Oh, jeez.
Wow. What's your disability, if I may be nosy?
I said bipolar. Don't listen?
Oh, I didn't hear that. I'm sorry. Jeez,
yeah,
all right.
That's the aggressive.
Short with you.
That's true. You fit right in with Shlomo. Google Shlomo. You'll find it.
All right, well, thank you very much. We have another caller we're going to have.
Really?
Okay, all right, thanks. See you.
Feel free to call back anytime.
Yeah, if you have anything else.
I wasn't done with her. I don't know.
What else?
What?
That more roadside attraction.
I don't know. I just want to know, like, what. All right, it's all right. Well,
let's keep going. Who else do we have on the line?
I love it.
I'm going to leave you on hold so you can listen.
Okay.
I think I've
forgotten what you said the website was to go to. But,
it's metalinjection.net.
Oh.
Livecast.
Well, duh. That's easy.
All right, listen.
Okay.
Hold on.
Wait, you want me to stay on the phone or you want me to listen?
Do what you want to do. It's free country.
I'll leave you on.
I don't care. It doesn't cost anything. My phone didn't cost anything to call me.
They'll have one phone in the county. So.
All right, I just put her on hold, and then if she stays on, we can always check back with her.
Yeah, so who else do we have?
If she found
her
way to the website.
Please.
Yeah.
Rolling Stones are doing a reunion in my town. So.
We have someone from area code 210.
210.
Hello,
who's this?
Jason.
What's up, Jason?
What's going on? I just want to wish Noah happy birthday.
Yeah.
Aww. Thank you.
Aww.
That's
Now, what are we doing?
Go ahead.
Like,
wish her a happy birthday.
Huh?
Wish her happy birthday.
He just did.
Oh, happy birthday.
He
Thank
said
you.
He wanted to wish her happy birthday.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. I don't think we were recording that. Could you do it one more time?
Happy birthday.
Did we get
it.
That one?
Okay. We got it.
Are we doing
maybe
something?
Maybe we should make Noah take a hit of weed every time someone calls.
Aw, that's
I please. Have been puking for, like, the better part of the day.
Ooh, can you finger throat every time you get a happy birthday? Maybe you could vomit.
Oh, God, I can't. I don't know if my stomach can handle any more of that.
I was just kidding. She's actually answering me. Wow. That was, no,
no, I was
joking.
Thinking. I mean, I could make myself gag. But
that wouldn't be healthy, though, I don't think, to do it. As many fans as you have, that would not be healthy.
Yeah.
I just remembered another story from L.A. that I'd like to hear.
Yeah,
screw
Noah's
birthday. Screw Noah.
What about the caller?
Do we still have him
on?
Still
on.
Well, we have James. James, I'm just curious. Where are you calling from?
Me?
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's Jason. Or?
Oh, Jason.
Jason. Yeah. No, San Antonio.
Oh,
cool. Oh,
that's
the other James.
I was just
James
there a couple
answered.
Weeks ago.
First time, long time? First time caller.
What was that?
First time.
Oh, yeah. First time caller.
Long time listener.
Awesome. Well, thank you for calling on my birthday for the first time.
No problem.
Is Noah, would you say Noah is your most favorite part of the show? Or like your second most favorite part of the show?
Wait, actually, I got a better question. If you could rank all the people in the live cast from five being the worst, what would you rank Noah?
Two.
Oh.
Who's above her?
Noah.
Oh, so she's the top.
Yeah.
So what number? What number is she?
One.
Oh, thank you.
Nice.
Wow. You know, I didn't even know what you were doing with that.
Come on.
And then I got
so
it.
Obvious. And he didn't hit it out of the park either. He's like, two is the top. What? What kind of fucking ranking system?
I think he just meant it like stars.
Oh,
like none
two?
Of us are a perfect, you know.
Yeah.
But his best rating is two? What the fuck kind of rating system is that
know,
either?
I don't know.
I started -4 and go up to two. I like to be different.
He's a tough grader.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
So what story did you want to tell us?
I'm excited.
So we were at the Rainbow, which is pretty much the metal bar in L.A., where Wes Scantlin from Puddle of Mud hangs out in his free time.
Boy.
West Borland?
Does he have anything but free time?
Yeah, exactly. What else is he doing?
He's waiting for Fred Durst to call him again. It's not happening, buddy.
Do you mind if I start eating my food while you're telling your story?
Do it.
Or is that going to distract you?
We could take a music break after the story. But I'll tell the story really quick.
Can we
take
the music break during the story?
Yeah, how about that? Darren, hit it.
This is a good story, too.
Unfortunately, I'm not in possession of the music break. Sorry.
So we shut the bar shuts down at 2. We're all really drunk, and we're all singing Medicine Man a cappella because it's a great song, Medicine Man by Pantera. And then we notice there's a guy, some like shady looking dude, who comes with like a cart, and he has like a suitcase on top of the cart, and he opens the suitcase and he starts setting up a bunch of stuff to sell, like cigarettes
at
and
the
like
VIP party or something.
No, in the Rainbow Room at the bar on the Sunset Strip at the end of the night, shut down.
He's
everyone's
like
about
a
to go
street
home.
Vendor type.
Yeah, so yeah, like
he's
a little
indoors.
No, we're
outdoors.
Leaving. This is outside of the bar. Everyone's being thrown out because the bar is closed.
Okay.
And this guy sets up a suitcase, and it has, like, cigarettes and, like, a little thing to put your alcohol in.
A flask?
A baggie?
A flask. Thank you. I couldn't think of the word.
I thought a brown bag.
Yeah. A brown bag, yes.
His
but
stomach.
Then,
well,
then,
he is a bum, isn't he?
Then the one piece that I'm like, well, you know, all of these make sense. The one thing that I'm like, what? He had a taser. He was selling a taser. And I was just like, well, what? Who just buys a taser on an impulse, like leaving the bar? I guess you don't if you don't want to get raped or something, but you're not even walking home.
If
nobody
you saw
walks
somebody
home.
Eyeballing your woman, and you want vengeance quickly, and all of a sudden, bam, there's a taser salesman.
I guess so. So I went up to the guy, and I'm like, hey, guy, how much is the taser? Just out of curiosity. And he's like, $80.
Wow.
Who's going to pay $80 on an impulse for a taser?
Right?
Right?
I thought that was a steal
for a taser.
Really?
Like $500?
Well, wait.
Lemmy would do it.
Well, wait. There's a story.
Didn't come about.
So then I go back to, my crew, which consists of Frank, Jose Mangan of SiriusXM, and Vince Neilstein of Metal Sucks, who is a Jew. And I tell Vince, and
you're
I'm
kidding.
Like, and I'm like, hey, Vince. Guess how much they're charging for the taser? And he's like, how much? And I tell him, $80. He's like, no way, man. He's like, go work out a deal to work him down. And I'm like, well, how much would you pay for the taser? He's like, work him down to $20. Uh-huh.
there's no way I'm working him down to 20. He's like, if you work him down to 20, I'll give you $10.
That guy needs to eat. If he's setting up in front of the Rainbow Room at like 5 in the morning.
And then I'm like, you know what? I'll tell you what, Ben. Vince. Whatever. If you work him down to 20, I will pay the $20 for the taser. If you work him down to 20. So Vince, being the Jew that he is, took this as the ultimate Jew challenge. And he goes over there, he tries to work the guy down. And
so what kind of tactics did he use? Do you remember?
You know, like, I wasn't near him.
Yeah, we were probably like maybe 5 feet away from him. And we had our own conversation going because it was going for so long.
At first we were giggling, and then we're like, you know, we get back to our own thing, and he comes over, and I'm like, well, what's the verdict? He's like, I couldn't do it. And I'm like,
He spent a good, like, 20 minutes haggling him.
And then we're like, well, how much did you get him down to? He's like, I got him down to 30.
Oh,
and we're like, well, that's pretty good. It's okay, Ben. He's like, oh, it's not over. It's not over, but the night is young. We're still here. And then I guess we were there forever because the guy fucking starts breaking down. And then Vince goes over again, like, this is the opportunity, the second wind. He's like, come on, man, $20. $20 right now. You can just leave. He's like, nah, I can do it for 30. I can do it for 30.
Wow.
And then Vince is like, nope, $20. And then so the guy leaves. The guy leaves. It's done. And we're like, oh, you did $30.
Yeah,
get
that's
him down
amazing.
$50. That's great. And then again, we get back into the conversation. Another 15 minutes must pass by. We're talking. All of a sudden, Vince Neilstein gets a tap on the shoulder. It's the guy.
Yeah.
Comes back. He's gone. He's like, come on, man. Do it for 30. He's like, nope, $20. And then eventually, he got him down to 20.
That's so absurd. Like, how desperate is he to sell a taser?
Actually, it turned out that the guy was Jose's uncle.
No.
So family discount.
And the taser was a box of Cracker Jacks.
He was like the whitest dude ever. And Vince got him down to 20. So, being a man of my word, I gave him $20.
And now you have a taser?
Well, it's his taser, but yes, Frank, I believe, is a possession.
Yeah,
you know that they're illegal.
Have you tasered anybody?
Like,
No.
None of us were that drunk. Yeah, it's not about the taser. That's the thing. It was just about the
deal.
You should
have brought in, and then for every caller, I could get tased.
Wow, really?
No,
between
not
the
really.
Four of us, there's a couple inside jokes that we have, and making a deal is one of them.
Working out a deal is very important. And just the fact that Vince Neilstein could work out that deal.
Yeah, we're so proud of him.
Yeah,
that's
like,
amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that
Even
is bargaining skill.
All four, Jose, me, you, everybody was like screaming because it was like we couldn't believe it happened. It was like an hour-long event that we witnessed. It was amazing.
But you cheered after you gave him the money?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You
that
also
was...
have to understand how drunk we were. We played Medicine Man on the jukebox 4 times in a row.
Yeah. And, I mean, like, look, I just burned through $20 on a gag. And I feel no Jew remorse because the story was so good.
Oh, but it's such a great deal.
Yeah.
It's
Put it on eBay. How much did you get for that?
We should all just sign it.
Yeah. But a taser?
$20? $20? Billy, how much did that guy pay for the taser? Where
he probably found
money.
It on a
Don't
corpse
worry,
or something.
Yeah.
You think he paid a dime for it? Come on.
I don't know.
I mean, it was just a chubby white dude. You know,
We all had our fun with it.
Yeah.
Taffer666 in the chat says, this is what Jews do when they get drunk. Yes, they get excited over haggling.
They were drinking the Kedem
We haggle.
Wine.
What Jews get. Don't ever haggle with a drunk Jew.
So why didn't you mention this in the beginning? We could have tased Noah every time there was a caller.
That's good. I should have brought it.
Noah, would you be tased?
I would be, you know, like, mentally handicapped after so many shocks. I'd just be foaming at the mouth all the time. And
what we could do
like
is
vegetable.
Don't inject the points into your body, but just like hold it above your nipples and put your nipple between
you
the
know,
two things.
I'm okay.
All right.
I think we almost had her. You brought in the nipples.
She wasn't going
it.
For it. Are you kidding me?
Did the nipples kill it, Noah?
Taco Grinder says you'd piss yourself eventually. We know how much you like that.
Yeah.
So I could just piss myself without getting tased.
On command. Drink some water during the break.
And then just piss myself.
Why don't you squirt on somebody for your birthday every year? Rob?
No, thank you.
All right,
let's go to a music break so now we can have our birthday spaghetti.
Yay!
Thank you.
I figure since we were just talking about it, what better song to kick off the music break and maybe just the whole music
Something by
break?
The Stones.
would be no. It would medicine.
It would be medicine.
Play that song I used to listen to down under the butt water tire. We'll be right back.
metalinjection.net. Hebrews born to serve, to the Pharaoh, heed, to his every word, live in fear. Ah, the good old days, when Jews did what you told them to do. Like building pyramids for free, instead of sitting around for 2 hours talking about penises and assholes and jerking off into Doritos bags. You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast.
there. I'm Chuck Landington welcoming you to an all-new Metal Injection live cast. Don Cornelius of Soul Train killed himself this week. Some say he couldn't take the sadness of growing old. This is your announcer, Chuck Landington. Now that we are done listening to a bunch of songs Rob would like to convince you he actually likes, it's time to return to the Metal Injection live cast. Here we go.
Is he going through puberty?
Yeah.
God.
Let's just have it on.
Do we have our caller from Spartanburg?
What? Rob, talking to the microphone.
Do we have our caller from just outside of Spartanburg still on the line?
Yeah.
I'm here.
Hey.
What
did you think of all that heavy metal during the music?
Oh, man. I loved the Pantera song. It was like an old song that they had never released, you know. And the video that goes with it, it's a bunch of people headbanging. That's cool as fuck.
Oh, you're talking about Piss?
Huh?
You're talking about the song Piss that just came out.
Yeah. That's what I meant. Yeah.
I really like that song.
What are they, the Tupacs of metal, putting out posthumous songs?
They're not dead. Only one of them.
Hey, you know what? They say that Tupac thing was a hologram or something.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if he got raised from the dead or something.
You really think Tupac's alive?
I don't know. I don't
it's
care.
Awful, right?
I hope he's. I'll be looking forward to him dying again.
Oh!
Now, can I ask, why do you have animosity for Tupac?
More
of
a biggie.
Don't. I don't want to talk about that on the radio.
Why not? It's anonymous. No one knows who you are. Is it because you didn't like his style of music or something else?
Poetic justice just wasn't...
Well, please don't talk about my personal opinions about racial things, SWP, and just drop it, bud.
It's because he's black. Don't like him.
I said drop it.
No one knows who you are. What's the big deal?
I don't care. Just drop it or I'll hang up.
You could have just lied to us.
But anyways.
His music.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Honest.
Hey, I want to ask you something. Y'all got to know this. When Johnny Depp was playing guitar for Marilyn Manson at the Rock Guides concert,
yep.
He was playing a Gibson with five top hats. What the hell is the last top hat for? It's volume, tone, treble, bass, and what's the last one? I can't figure it out to save my life.
Awesomeness.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh.
Pirate booty?
That's
It just unleashes pirate booty every time he
turns. I don't know.
The last one calls Tim Burton and asks for a job. Every flow on cash, he just dials that one up. And
y'all are butts.
That releases all the water from
We're
the butt water tower.
We're butts.
Everything's a butt. The water tower is a butt. Black people are butts. Everyone's a butt.
Yeah. Well, it is the most disgusting part of the body, isn't it?
Really?
What?
I like butts.
That's my favorite.
And I cannot lie.
Yeah.
Are you lick butt or something?
What do you have against butts? Can we talk about that?
They stink. God, what else?
What's your favorite part of the body?
Let's not go there on the radio either.
Really? Where would we not be going?
What are we not allowed? Are we allowed to talk to you about anything?
Okay, our sensors will...
The power button, bud.
The power button? That's
mm-hmm.
your favorite part?
Mm-hmm.
That was the power button?
No, actually my eyes. I like to see things, I guess. I don't know. God, this is a Freudian analysis or something.
Yeah, it's very Freudian.
Wait. So what's your favorite part of the body? I missed it.
The eyes?
Tupac's genitalia.
His thug life.
Ew. No way.
His thug life to two?
You wouldn't be on with Tupac? Come on. Come
Wesley
on.
Snipes.
Hell no.
What?
I would
like
stab in the gut before I'd...
What about President
Hell no.
He's only half black.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Would you sleep with
him?
A bomber?
He's a high yellow.
Yeah, he looks like, oh my God, he looks like Alfred E. Newman.
I could see that.
Can't you see it?
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Who?
Cuba Gooding Sr.
don't know who that is.
Omar Gooding, his brother?
Well, you know what? Maybe we can narrow this down. Is there any black person you'd have relations with?
No. Hell no. I'd stab him in the gut first, I told you.
Jeez,
why would you stab them in the gut? What are they?
If they come after me, I'd stab the motherfucker
who's
in the gut.
Who's coming after you?
Coming
well, they ain't even motherfuckers. They're pieces of crap.
If they come after
you. They have roses.
No, they're not. I've seen Cuba Gooding Jr. standing outside my window.
I don't know who that is.
I seen them. I seen Obama, too. I seen him down at the Piggly Wiggly.
I'm going to hang up if you can't talk about something better than that.
I'm sorry. It's just Darren. He's really inconsiderate.
I'm sorry.
Darren, come on.
I'm very inconsiderate.
This is a classy young lady on the line with us, listening to us for the first time. You're going to alienate all of our listeners.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry for his behavior.
I'm sorry for making fun of your racism. I apologize. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Well, opinion's my opinion. They're just like assholes. Everybody's got one, right?
Exactly. And they stink.
Yeah.
And they look like water towers.
Well, that's your opinion, but.
I'm a butt now.
Well, if you say that my opinion stinks, then
all right, how about
that's
this?
My opinion, you stink.
All right, you don't like my opinion, but I'm not black, so am I higher on the more?
Would you still have sex with Dad?
No, not sex.
I've never seen you. I don't know what you look like. I like my eyes the best. They pick it out first, and then I get to know the mind later, you know.
Right. They got to have a good mind.
But it's got to look good. Like I always said, if it don't look good, I'd never fuck it.
What does look good mean to you?
Kid Rock.
What's your, like, ideal guy?
Well, the first man, I mean, this is going to sound crazy to you, but my friend got this album when we were little, well, you know, about 11 or something. If an angel came to see you, would you make it feel at home? Black Oak, Arkansas. And Jim
Who?
Dandy is so sexy.
Jim Dandy.
Yeah. And, well.
What's that? I don't
I never heard of
Black
it.
Black Oak, Arkansas. That's like an old country band, right?
No, they're on rock.
Southern rock.
Jim Dandy looks.
You know Jim Dandy to the rescue. Damn, are you that dense?
Jim Dandy looks like he could be.
Yeah, you bet.
Let me see.
In a power metal band, he's got like long blonde hair.
Is that Bobby?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Beautiful, Bobby. Come on.
And song I like the most is God, I can't even name it. Hot and Nasty.
Hot and Nasty?
Yeah.
Let's look that up. Hold on 1 second.
What?
It's on YouTube if you're wondering.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I found
YouTube.
It.
Huh?
I found it. It's a live version.
I used to have that raunchy roll. You know what? Me and my cousin were walking downtown, and I found this pocketbook, and, oh, God, I'm so evil. We kept the money and split it, and I bought raunchy roll and another 8-track tape from Black Oak, Arkansas. I feel so bad.
Can I ask
it's probably some woman's only money, and we kept it. We didn't take it to the cops. We split it up. And
so you like... It. You found money and you bought records with it as opposed to the cops?
You know, I was only 14. God, I plead stupidity.
Wow. Well, that is a sin.
So you like
I
black...
know.
Sorry, even though they're black.
Hmm?
You like Black Oak, Arkansas, even though they're black.
They're not black.
No, they're right in the name. It's the first black. Word.
Don't insult
me. Have you never heard of black oak trees?
I'm colorblind when it comes to foliage.
Yeah.
It's nothing to the color of the foliage. They're like...
We have... Can I ask
different... All right, there's white oaks, there's red oaks, and there's black oaks. Duh.
You know what we're hearing? There's a revelation. She never realized that they were black. And now she's like, she's Googling it.
I just stole her innocence, the last shred.
So, let me ask you a question. Now, someone in our chat pointed out that I don't know if you know, I don't want to turn you off to the show because you're a new listener, but 4 out of the 5 people in this room are Jewish. How do you feel about Jews?
Well, I personally wouldn't you know, like have sex with one, but okay. You know, there was Jews in a there's a Jew dude in a Confederacy, Benjamin something or other.
Button.
I forgot his name. He was a he was a treasurer of the Confederacy.
Of course he was.
The accountant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
all the haggling.
Stereotyped. What is that?
Wait, listen. Why do Jews have big noses?
I don't know.
Because air is free. Come on, you don't know that? What kind of Southerner are you?
I'm totally not into Jew culture, but I tell you what, you know, Jesus was a Jew by race. You know, but
he was black too.
What?
You didn't? Yeah, I knew she wasn't getting past that. Thank God we have a delay on this fucking
thing. He created my religion. I mean, he's a God that I worship. You know, he's a Jew.
You're cool with Jews because Jesus was a Jew,
right? But only.
Yeah. Well, I mean, anybody who's a Jew by religion right now is sacrilegious because I don't believe in Jesus.
Oh, so you're very religious.
But there's two different things. There's Jew race and there's a Jew religion, you know.
Hmm. Which do you hate more?
Oh, I hate neither one, Bill.
Except black people.
Black Jews. The Israelites.
Oh, my God. Imagine black Jews. Forget about it.
I know you said you wouldn't have sex with a black man and you wouldn't have sex with a Jewish man. But if it's a black Jewish man, that's like a double negative.
Yeah,
does that cancel itself out?
Yeah, he'd get two stabs in the gut.
Oh,
double tap.
No, I'm just
so funny. Like, if Jews come down to your like area in South Carolina, do they ever they're in danger, right?
Oh, have y'all ever heard of Ground Zero over there in Spartanburg? It's a rock club. I mean, a metal club.
Oh, we've heard of the actual Ground Zero.
No, we're in New York.
No, I don't mean in New York, David. I mean Ground Zero in Spartanburg is run by Mick Minshaw.
I thought you were saying by Mick, like Irish people.
Well, he's got dark skin. I don't think he's Irish totally.
Might have to investigate.
He's black
that.
Irish.
No, God bless. Get off of that. That is so fucking old. Get off of it.
Yeah, seriously. Stop being so prejudiced against racists. Yeah.
Why? This is very entertaining.
How do you feel about Mexicans?
Well, there's Mexicans that live all around me. They're all right. I guess, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't mate with one, but
why
not? Right.
Sex for you? We're just asking you about
we
the race.
We should ask her who would you
who
mate
would
with?
Who would you mate
yeah,
with?
Yeah,
yeah.
Have you mated? Do you have kids?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. I wouldn't go somewhere with a Mexican. You know, like I don't have anything in common with them. So, you know, that's the main thing. You got to have something in common with people that you hang out with, and I got nothing in common with those people. That is the gist of what I'm trying to get across. Okay.
So does that mean you don't like Sepultura? Are you not a fan?
Oh,
of that?
I love Sepultura.
They're not
well,
Mexican.
They're Brazilian. You have something in common with them?
Oh, I'll tell you something else. Those, like the medium-skinned people, like, oh, Iranians. Have you ever heard, what's the name of the band? They live in Sweden now. Something Star, Zach Star or something like that. They are good, and they're from Iran, but they live in Sweden now.
How do you feel about
dark?
That's Rob.
There's dark Aryans and there's white Aryans, and the...
So wait. So how do you are you favorable towards Iranians or unfavorable towards?
Well, I mean they're all right, but white is right.
White is right.
All
right.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. You know, Jews are dark Aryans. You know, what can you say?
So Jews aren't white? Jews are
Aryans. I bet you never knew that.
Because your soul is dirty.
Dirty. It's all that dirty.
They what? Thing.
I got a question for you. So we've cleared out all the races now. We didn't get to Chinese, but that's all right, whatever.
Nobody likes the Chinese.
What, you certainly don't. What about gays? How do you feel about gays?
Oh.
Well, I told you I'm a Christian.
Uh-huh.
Triple stab.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Can you elaborate on
truer words were never spoken.
Ah, Frank answered it
I didn't hear what Frank
triple stab.
Oh, triple stab. So what if like a gay black Jew was in your town?
Oh boy.
Shut up. Just quit with that.
They wouldn't be in her town for long.
I'm
telling you that
much. I'm not. Jesus is the only judge. I don't say shit about those people except for, you know, like you said, if a nigger come after. Ooh, I said that word, didn't I? If one come after me, he'd get stabbed in the gut. But what I'm saying is, you know, Jesus is the only judge. You know, I wouldn't say you can't live there, you can't do that.
Would Jesus judge you for stabbing another human being in the gut?
Self-defense is not a crime. I mean, it's not a sin.
Objective, though.
But what if they didn't do anything to you?
What if it was Emmanuel Lewis? Who would think that you'd need to defend yourself from a teeny tiny little black man? No one would believe that.
Come on, be real.
Yeah, Emmanuel Lewis is dead.
What if it was Bushwick Bill?
Hey, that freaky little man. From,
what if it was Be Real?
That TV show. Yuck.
But Be Real isn't black, though.
Yeah, she'd still probably stab him.
That's true.
Hangs out with...
Oh, well, see, I know ghetto speak because, you know, know your enemy, you know, you got to know who you're disliking, you know.
Right.
It's not cool to just pick somebody and say, oh, I didn't like them just by the way they look. You got to know what you're fucking talking about.
So what's some ghetto speak? Can you teach us some things?
Yeah.
Let me see.
We're very white here.
Yeah.
White as rat.
Sup, dog. Everybody's heard that one, though.
What's up, yo? Is that what you said?
Sup, dog.
Did I say that right? What's up, yo?
No, you said it wrong.
Okay.
Can you know anything about black people, Darren?
Oh, we have, some of our one of our chat room listeners asks what you think about the Trayvon Martin case.
Well, Zimmerman is like a dark Aryan, and you know the other person is who they are. So, enough said.
She wants to say the N-word so bad. She said it was.
I did one time. I dropped the N-bomb.
Be yourself.
Do you have kids? I've asked this before and you didn't answer, but do you?
I didn't hear you ask me before. Yeah, I got two daughters, Melissa and Jessica.
They live with you?
No, they're grown.
Yeah. Are they old to live with
you? Jessie's got a daughter. She's 4 years old. Melissa's 26 and Jesse's 24.
Oh, okay.
But still live in Virginia. That's where I came from.
They immediately leave.
Before I plagued South Carolina. Huh?
Nothing.
Have either of them ever hooked up with a black person?
Probably.
As a matter of fact, I think Jesse had a black boyfriend when she was in high school.
Good call, Sid. Remember, you hear that for 18 years, you know? Black people are so bad, I stare them in the stomach. Imagine that, 18 years, and they're immediately on the black cock as soon as they're out of the house.
No, she said in high school, so she wasn't even out of
the house. Oh, still in the house and still riding the cock.
No, she didn't live with me. She was living with her daddy then. They chose to go live with their daddy because I didn't have enough money, and it was miserable. I had to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and go to work and didn't get home till 7. And poor little things had to stay not by themselves, but, you know, with babysitters that they hated. And it was a miserable situation.
What did you do when you found out she was banging a black guy?
I don't know if she banged him, but she was going out with him.
Come on.
Oh, God, I told her. I tried to reason with her. I said, Jesse, just look at an old black man and think of what you want to live with. And then I said, and have you ever went in a bathroom and seen that nasty old hair in the sink?
Taco meat.
What?
They call that taco meat, the black man's chest hair. Well, did you ever see an old
I mean, like when they pick their hair or something and it goes all in the sink or something.
But just because she was banging a kid in high school doesn't mean she was planning on growing old with the guy. Why would that matter?
I don't know. You want to hear something funny?
Sure.
The little girl that she has, all right, she's Jessica Satterfield, and her boyfriend was...
Don't give last names.
Satterfield, too.
Don't give last names.
So, sorry. Well, I left the cat out of the bag there too, then, didn't I?
All right.
Well,
that,
thank you very much.
I got one more question.
Okay,
sorry,
one quick question.
We got a question from the chat. This is a very good question, I feel. What would be worse to you, if she banged a black guy or if she banged her own father?
Oh.
What would you prefer?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. See, she can't even give a quick answer. That's how bad she hates black people. This should be like...
Yeah, that's like asking me if she ought to... slit her wrists or take pills to commit suicide.
You're the caller of the year.
And on that note, thank you. We're going to put you back on hold.
Yeah, we're going to come back.
We're going to play a little game a little later called Thrash or Trash. We'd love for you to play with us. We'd love to hear your opinion on the music. So please stick around. We'll have more with... What was her name? I forget
Carol.
Your name.
All right.
Carol. Carol, you've been a great caller. Thank you for listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. We'll talk.
That was fun. Yeah. That was fun.
Hope you're having fun. Great. Well, like we said, today is Noah's birthday.
Wait, we have one other caller. Let's take them first.
Okay, 210.
Follow that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, follow that, 210.
Is this Jason again?
Hello, 210?
Oh, dropped. All right. So now... So yesterday we went out and I wanted to call my friend Monica.
Mm-hmm. Who's been on the show before.
I didn't give up her phone number.
Do we have another caller right now?
No. He's trying to get Monica on the line.
Yeah.
The other caller dropped, right? 210.
210, are you there?
Still is showing there.
Oh, no. Here, Monica's out
front. Monica's not nearly racist enough to keep up with this other lady, though.
Yeah,
she's pretty racist, but not nearly.
Fuzzy.
Maybe she's shaving her pubes right now.
It's possible.
Or
we're not shaving her pubes.
Hello? Monica?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
How would you feel if your daughter dated a black guy in high school?
What? Monica, it's okay. Monica, last night you and Noah went out to celebrate Noah's being 29 for the first time, right?
Yes.
How was the evening? Was it a success?
It was such a success. It was so fun. Only Noah said we were going to end the night by dancing around at a gay bar.
Oh, why didn't that happen?
And we didn't get to do that.
Oh.
But I think it was definitely a success because I've never seen Noah quite so drunk before in my life.
Now, Noah was saying a bunch of guys were interacting with you two. Is this true?
Yeah.
Hmm.
We went to one bar, and there was just, like, these group of guys in the corner, like, these, like, older guys. And they were all wearing wedding rings and just drinking a lot. And then
They were drinking so much, and we asked them what they were celebrating, and they were like, oh, you know, it's just Saturday.
Yeah. So Metallica comes on at the bar, and it's like a really lame song, like King Nothing or something stupid like that. And the guy starts singing it, and he, like, comes up to me, and he's like, you know Metallica? You know Metallica? And so then I'm like, yeah, I probably know Metallica better than you do. So he's like, oh, what's that supposed to mean? So I just, like, start talking to him about metal.
Noah, like, schooled them on some metal stuff.
Then it turned out it was Bob Rock. And you did know Metallica better.
Yeah, so then they
were were so strange.
Yeah, they were
especially
like...
Especially this one short guy.
Well, what was strange about the short guy?
Is Emmanuel Lewis.
Yeah.
What? No, he wasn't that short. I guess he was like 5'5 or something. I don't know. But he like had his wedding ring on his right hand. Oh my gosh, Noah. Do you remember later on in the conversation we called him out on it?
Yeah.
For him having his wedding ring on his right hand. And he said it was a promise ring.
Yeah, he said it was a commitment ring and that he's keeping
what?
His open. So we're like, what did you have to say about you telling girls that? But at the same time, Monica's like, oh, it's her birthday. So he's like, it's your birthday? It's your birthday? I'm like, yeah. He's like, let's do shots. So I'm like, okay, you're going to get me a shot? And he's like, yeah. So I told him that he has to get Monica a shot too.
Oh, you did that old trick?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate
so
that
we part. Totally used
women being women.
They're just like these losers from Long Island.
They are losers. I just
yeah.
Ew, yeah. He didn't really like me though, because I think he was definitely like trying to go for Noah, and I think he viewed me as like a cock block. So I felt like he kept like shooting me these weird glances, but he was just like a weird conversationalist anyways. And then he bought us a shot of, like, warm vodka, but whatever. We
warm
vodka.
Yeah. Maybe yours was warm.
Yeah, that wasn't vodka.
Yeah. Oh, I put a little extra lemon in this one. Here you go, Monica.
Tastes like roofies.
That's funny. So Monica's okay. Monica's a good wingman, Noah? She'll protect
well,
you from the creepos?
Every time, I think, when Monica and I are together, because they started talking to us when her and I were just talking. But it seems like every time we're together, a lot of guys come up to us, but they're, like, not what we like at all.
So how do you want
to
come up to you, Noah? What do you want him to do? Just sing Metallica lyrics to you?
No. Just don't. I don't know. But anyway, so then with those guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the night keeps going, and Monica and I want to smoke. Mm-hmm. So I have joints on me. So,
of course.
Yeah, so they come up to us, and we're like, oh, we're going to go smoke. Do you want to go smoke with us? And they're like, yeah, yeah. And then I'm like, you know, we're not smoking cigarettes. And they're like, oh, what, you have weed? So we go.
They were, like, so excited. Well, one guy tried to tell us that smoking cigarettes was bad for us, and we're like, well, we're not smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a door at the side of the bar, right? And we go, and we're just standing outside. We were so drunk, we didn't even care. So we lit the joint, and someone from the bar had to come and close the door because apparently we stunk up the whole bar with weed.
Like smoking everybody out.
Yeah.
Everyone in the bar got a little contact high from you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it Rob's voice that I'm hearing?
This is my voice. Hello, Monica.
Well, what are you doing there? You're not supposed to. I thought you were away.
It's technology. I'm actually a hologram. I'm an audiogram.
You're an audiogram? No, you're not.
You're right, I'm not. No, we just drove
well,
up because it was raining.
Oh, okay. Too bad you guys didn't come out last night. It was really. I think it was just really fun to see, like, I don't know, it was a good crowd, and then everybody was buying Noah so many drinks, and we had so many shots. Like, I even passed on, like, the last shot because I was like, no, I'm not going to do this. And then me and Noah were walking in the rain to the last bar, and, like, we literally were taking up the whole sidewalk because we were, like, zigzagging, like, the whole way, and she's, like, trying to protect me, like, with her jacket from the rain. And then she was, like, leading me into the street, though, and I'm glad I didn't get hit by a car.
That would have been the worst of our troubles, or the least worst of our troubles. I can't even talk.
So did you tell everybody how bad off you were this morning?
Yes. I puked maybe like 7 times.
She even emailed the whole staff and said, don't come here until 6:30 because
yeah.
I can't get out of bed or something. What'd you say?
Yeah. Zombie all day.
She even made us the most amazing candy bacon, and, like, I just had to eat it, like, by myself because she was too sick in bed to eat it.
Yeah. So in between my puking sessions, I was making my candy bacon for her.
Yeah. It was so goofy.
Yeah. No, it does make
amazing really like
bacon. What I like is
yeah.
that we both discovered candied bacon together, Noah, and you really made it your own.
You
yeah.
ran with it.
Yeah. You were like, I'm gonna own this. And now I feel you
yeah, she,
better than the place that we got it from.
Yeah. It really, like, I'm really proud of my candying bacon skills.
I thought she said squirting. Sorry.
That's how she does it.
That's how she distributes everything
yeah,
evenly.
That's the candy.
Yeah.
The candy is her squirt. Her
yeah.
Squirt.
Ew, you guys.
You're the one that ate it.
Yeah.
Well, you and us.
By the way, Noah squirting candy bacon got an A from the Department of Health.
Sure did.
Sure. It's very clean.
Oh, geez. You
squirted on the sanitation guy.
Yeah, there's no live vermin in the candy bacon whatsoever.
Not at all.
Oh, okay.
Nice and clean.
Oh, boy.
It was spicy, too.
We went to this Indian place with my girlfriend. They got an A. And I said, they got a B, I'm sorry. And I said, I wonder what the girl we were with, her friend, says, I wonder what they got a B for. And we already ordered. We already ate it. So I said, let me get my phone out. Yeah. I look at the fucking New York State Department of Health thing.
Oh,
and it was
no.
like live vermin in the food.
Yes.
Rat droppings, roaches present in the food.
You never want to look at those.
But that doesn't bother me. Like, I don't know. Like, to me, if they're an A, there's still things they're allowed to have.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so you can't go, as long as it doesn't make the food taste bad, I don't care what
but
crawled on it.
That, the amazing thing is when places get shut down because they're so bad. It's
yeah.
like when an A means there's only a few roaches in the food.
Exactly.
What the hell is an F? Oh, my God. They're serving Soylent Green.
Yeah. It's, ugh. Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
We got some Soylent Green coming up in about 20 minutes.
Oh, nice.
I've got scrunt for that. Any other harassment stories from your night out last night? No. So you guys, you didn't get any on your birthday? On your birthday celebration?
Well, first of all, after the last bar that we went to, we came back to my apartment and everyone just passed out.
Mm.
No, that's not true. Everybody stayed up very long. Like, I went to bed before everybody else because we were in the living room. Like, we ate a massive amount of popcorn and chips, and, you know, like, I was supposed to sleep on the couch, so, and Marina wanted to leave, so I was, like, trying to be annoying and, like, get the boys off of the couch, like, okay, go home, like, I need to sleep here, and they're not leaving, so we were listening to music, and Noah busted out the strobe light. She's like, oh, it would be really cool if we had a strobe light right now, and goes into her room and gets a strobe light. And so that happened, and then I just kind of gave up on everybody about, like, 3:30, and I went into Noah's room, and everybody else passed out in the living room, and I didn't even see Noah until, like, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. Well, Shankletown has a good question. Has Noah squirted since turning 29?
No, she hasn't had a chance to do that.
She's been vomiting all day.
Yeah, well, I guess I squirted from my mouth, if you can't puke.
Ew.
Yeah. Get into that.
Mm. Yum. So I just feel like as much as drugs as you do with Monica together, like someday there's going to be some sexual interaction there.
You're assuming there hasn't already been?
I'm assuming that because Noah said it. I'm going to play into that for now. But
what do you mean? We're just really good friends.
Yeah,
she's hiding something. Noah's hiding something.
You saw her eyes when she said
something.
That?
Yeah, that was a little. I always watched that show with Tim Roth. Though. I forgot the name. I used to watch that where he figures out. Yeah, Lie to Me, where he figures out where it would, like, by your eyes.
He tells.
Your eyes went to the left.
Oh, yeah, that was a good show.
Yeah, it was. See, she's trying to change the subject too.
Come on, Noah. How far?
First base.
I don't know. We just have fun together, but we don't do anything like that.
Any tribidism?
No, we don't do that.
You made out?
No.
Come on. You
no.
Mutual masturbation?
I have not even gotten a back scratch or anything.
Really?
Wow.
Have you laid in a bed together and, like, huddled and watched a show together?
No.
I'm a little hesitant. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Footsies?
Yeah, come on. Footsies. You did footsies.
Maybe if we're, like, sitting on the couch or something and our feet touch.
Oh. Hear that? Listen, no one would, like, think less of you if you had some lesbianic...
I don't think anyone would think anyone
okay,
so much.
Okay, so tell the truth.
I'm sure a caller from South Carolina would have something to say about that.
Oh, that's true. Well, fuck her.
She'd gut stab.
She'd gut stab you. I don't think women should have their pussies touching each other.
What is that, Darren?
Paper. We're stabbing people. First for stabbing people, then for cutting paper. And then you can't use the same scissors neither.
Because then you get blood on the paper. And that might be your disability check that you're cutting.
Yeah, you don't want any Negro blood on the paper.
No Negro.
Cutting.
No Negro blood on the paper. That's a white paste paper. Can't mix that mud people blood up with the white paper. White is right. White paper is right. Paper.
None of that yellow paper.
No, I don't use none of that Chinaman's paper neither.
Not even graph paper.
Legal yellow pads? No way. White is right.
They might be legal, but they violate God's law.
I don't even use no brown paper bags, Sydney. Those are mud people bags.
Carol is listening right now.
Hi, Carol.
Should we put her on? Let's put Carol down.
Well, let's say goodbye to Monica.
Monica,
oh,
wait, I wasn't done asking about
racism. Well, no, I have things I need to do. I'll send you some pictures of drunk Noah, okay?
Yes. Are you
Thanks for calling in, Monica.
Goodbye, Monica.
Thanks for having me. I'll see you guys soon.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye. Okay, bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye. Whoa. Yeah. Oh. Come on, man.
In South Carolina, I'm back on, ain't
hey.
I?
Hey, all right. You don't have to fake your accent. Your shit is real.
Huh?
Do you know
what?
Who Ric Flair is? Are you a Ric Flair fan?
That's North Carolina, though.
No.
Hate each other.
Woo!
Our country.
Wow.
I don't know you. I like Chris Jericho, if any of the wrestlers. You know.
No?
Oh, you like Chris Jericho.
Yeah, he's all right. I listened to the Wild Jericho on Sixth Sense on Saturday.
Oh, his show on XM.
I don't have XM. I listen to
Sirius
on Sixth Sense. Huh?
Do you have Sirius XM? You listen to Sirius?
Do what?
Do you listen to satellite radio?
No, I said I listened to it on Sixth Sense. You know, Nikki Six.
Mm.
Duh.
Yeah, Noah.
You don't know what I'm talking about? S-I-X-X-S-E-N-S-E?
Yeah,
we
yes, we know.
Nikki Six from Motley Crue.
I got the most bizarre question here.
It's on iHeart Radio. It's on there.
Ask her Bullet Barb Armstrong.
That's a great reference. That is a great obscure wrestling reference.
Yeah. Do you know Bullet
Barb?
Do you know who that is, Bullet Bob Armstrong, of the famous Armstrong wrestling family?
Who?
Jesse James Armstrong.
All right.
No, I have no idea.
Okay.
Now, super.
Yeah, you remember Wahoo McDaniel?
Yep.
Yes.
He's one of those Indians, though. Don't you hate them?
Woo, 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 woo.
Jesus.
No, I don't hate Indians.
Well, can you do that again, please?
Hey, I'll tell you what. You know, when the Vikings, here I go, goodness gracious, you don't want to hear it. But anyways, the Indians, like, saved a Viking child and took it in there with them. So I like Indians, all right.
Someone in our chat, Terry Crews Tit, actually says, are you related to Boomhauer?
Do what?
The guy
from King of the Hill.
Yeah. Maybe he's based. Okay.
Huh?
All right, we got another good question. I don't even let her answer the question. Ask Carol if... Wait, I lost it. Sorry. Ask Carol if...
Hey, y'all want to hear something cool? I don't know if you know it or not, but back in the 700s when the Vikings, they came to, you know, right off the coast of Massachusetts, and the reason they went is because water level was down low, because, you know, climate changes and stuff that was going on. And there's runes under the water now.
We want to know, one of our callers says, our chat listener says, ask Carol if she would have sex with Sapphire or Dusty Rhodes. I think that's a bad question because it's obviously Dusty.
Really?
She hates gay.
You mean Dusty Rhodes, a wrestler?
So No. I know the answer to that. I'm going to reframe this question. We know you would have sex with Dusty Rhodes. The question is, if it was contingent on it being a threesome with Sapphire, would you do it?
Who's Sapphire?
That was his black manager, female manager.
Oh,
Yeah. No, hell fuck no. I would never have sex with a girl.
But even get into bed with Dusty Rhodes, though? Like, I know you wouldn't like it, but you wouldn't do it?
No.
All right. I thought I'd throw it out there. Thank you, Super Nintendo Chalmers, by the way.
So do we have another caller?
Yeah.
Am I on still or not?
Yeah, you're still on. Who else do we have? Okay.
Someone in area code 707.
707, you're on the air with the live cast and Carol.
The Carol cast.
We're going to rename this show the Butt Water Tower Show. Cracking up.
Anyone? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Sean. I'm from California.
What's up, Sean from California?
Are you a sidewinder?
Say happy birthday to Noah.
You California king.
Cal, you're going to have to let the other caller talk. You can't just interrupt them. That's rude.
Why not? Why can't
I? Oh, I'm rude as hell. You ain't seen rude yet till you've been around me.
And rape.
All right. So you said you wanted to wish Noah happy birthday?
Yep.
Go ahead.
Happy birthday, Noah.
Noah's
mouth
is full at the moment.
Full of spaghetti.
I like balls.
Yeah, that too.
Noah's squirting, currently.
Carol, have you ever squirted?
Huh?
Have you ever squirted?
You mean like diarrhea shit, you know?
No. From the, I'm assuming just by the region you're from that you have had diarrhea multiple times, but out of the other hole.
Why is the region I'm from? Are you talking shit about the South?
Just statistically, you have worse food than
I'm talking about Southern shit. Yeah. Not exactly the same as talking shit about the South. Yeah. Similar.
Huh?
Sorry about that. I think I carried away. But have you ever squirted?
She didn't even know what squirting is, I think.
What are you talking about?
When a woman has an orgasm and it shoots ejaculate out of her...
No. I've heard of that. That's
have you had an orgasm?
Shit.
Let's start.
Hell yeah, I have. That's what I was talking about, my power button. Like what I said at first, but I was kind of embarrassed, so I said my eyes.
Do you have self-pleasuring sessions, or do you just only...
I have done that in the past, but it's a sin, and I will not do it again.
Well, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
So what made you break down and do it before?
Listen, you got to say she's got a conviction.
Well, I didn't... I've grown up. When I was young, I didn't really realize the seriousness and implications of the... Christian decrees, I didn't realize how serious it was, I guess, and I listened to my friends and stuff, and I was...
But your friends peer pressured you into masturbating.
No, but,
Did you use massagers?
Huh?
Back massagers?
What? Yeah.
How did you masturbate?
I don't think those had been invented yet.
Sorry, there's so many good questions. Can I go? Sorry, Robin.
I'll tell you, the water running in the bathtub is nice.
Hold on. Let's get to the question.
Is being a grandmother before your 30th sin? Shankla says she punches her bag thinking about electricity.
Say what?
Caps Burger says she gets wet every time she sees a burning cross. Super Nintendo Chalmers. She masturbates using her brother's dick.
Oh, that's not right.
Oh, you're writing stuff that people are writing. I'll write on text it in.
Orgasm every time she listens to
Dana. Hey, what do y'all think about sexting? I think that is the sickest shit I've ever seen.
Wait, what's the sickest shit you've ever seen?
Sexting.
Sexting?
You've never done that? Come on.
No.
Come on. I thought I saw you on isanyoneup.com last week. Are you, that wasn't you?
Mm-mm. No, it wasn't.
So, we got one serious question here among all these silly things.
let me just tell you something real quick. At the beginning when you asked me how I found you, I saw you on Twitter because, the metal bands that I listen to came up. And so that's where I got to you today.
Oh, I thought maybe there was like a white power site that monitors Jewish podcasts.
Yeah. He's like a
no.
Like a neighborhood watch for the internet, and you're just monitoring what these few Jews are up to. It's your shit.
Okay.
Super Nintendo just said, "Sid, tear into her. Pretend she listened to the Casualties."
Oh, and you know, you asked me if I like Mexicans, like Dino and Fear Factory. He's cool as hell. I saw him looking at me and Jamie when we were standing there waiting for the concert, and
who's
Jamie's motherfucker?
It might have been the hamburger.
Huh?
And I think the answer is probably yes, she was. The odds are. Now, do you like any bands that have black members? Like, would that turn you off to a band if you liked their music and didn't know? And then
no, because I'll tell you one specifically is Seven Dust. I went to a CD signing thing party at the record store down at Greenville. That's where LeJon's from. And the band was there, and I even hugged him. But, you know, I don't like sex between white people and black people.
So you can hug him. But
did you have your knife?
I felt kind of creepy doing it. But yeah. He reached out to hug me, so I went on and did it. But.
I had to do it. It would have been awkward.
How did he smell? Did he smell okay?
Shut up. You're a jerkwood.
Asperger said, "I don't want to stave that Negro from Seven Dust one time. That's how much I love him."
Okay, guys. I think it's time to play our favorite game, and we want Carol in on this.
We got one more.
Oh, one more. Well, wait.
All right.
Thrash it or trash it.
No. Say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
I didn't cover that up with Shlomo because it's Noah's birthday.
Yeah, so what was the last one?
Shankletown said, "Black members, I would have made Carol a grandmother."
what's that band? Head B.E., they're pretty good, too. That's a nigger singer.
Oh, I'm glad.
By
the way, we don't support the use of the N-word. You can say whatever you want.
I'm sorry.
You don't support censorship, but
yes,
please forgive me. Goodness.
Your racial
tendency. Shoot me or something. Wow.
Yeah. You can say
we'll
what
shoot
you
with something. Wait, what?
No.
All right, let's start Thrash or Trash It. The way this game works, Kyle, we want you to play with us, is we're going to play a song by an unsigned band. And then, or maybe they're signed. No, we're going to do things a little differently today. And we want you to tell us if you thrash it, which means you like it, or you trash it, which means you don't like it. You got it, Carol?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, so let's kick things off. This is a band from, I believe, just outside of Arlington, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Let's listen to them.
Down there
they're a southern band. They're a southern rock band.
Yeah, what I'm trying to think of is that damn cartoon that dude made that did Beavis and Butthead. Hey, that sounds good.
What do you think of this so far?
Oh, yeah.
You like it?
Yes.
So would you thrash this or trash this?
Thrash, definitely. Yeah. But, of course, I don't want to hear it all the way through because some bands will start off good and then they get all sucky.
What do you think now?
What do you think about these riffs?
That riff was kind of lukewarm.
Lukewarm?
Mm-hmm.
They're no Pantera.
What do you think of these vocals now that we have vocals?
Well, I'm listening to it through the phone. It's hard to hear.
So what did you think of that song?
Thrash.
Would you thrash it or would you trash it?
She's already thrashed it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you ready for the next one?
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is a little faster
up-tempo one.
No. It's the same song.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no.
Here we go. Wait. Here we go.
What are you saying? I'm stupid. It's the same fucking song. Churchwood.
Everyone. Okay, hold on, hold on. Let me. I don't know. Maybe you were having technical difficulties on the line. Here, I have a brand new song right now that I just queued up. Someone sent me a link. Can't really read the logo, but here we go. Here's a new song for you, Carol. Let us know if you thrash this or trash this.
Okay. You are a jerk, boys.
What do you think?
What do you think of this riff, Carol? This is a pretty good riff. It's a thicker riff than the last song, I think. Shankletown says, it's 1983 where Carol lives. This song hasn't even come out yet.
Now, I saw Cowboys from Hell tour Pantera with Skid Row up in Salem, Virginia.
Oh, so you think this band sounds like Pantera? They remind you of Pantera?
A little.
Pantera?
Yeah, a little. And then I seen Pantera at Ozfest, too. That same year when Let the Bodies Hit the Floor. I can't remember the name of the band right now.
Oh,
but they played a little bit before Pantera.
That was Smash Mouth.
Down. Oh, I forgot.
For now it's Skullman.
Drowning Pool.
Yeah, Drowning Pool.
Now it's Skullman.
So what do you think of this one? What did you think of that one?
Thrash it or trash it?
Did you thrash it?
Thrash it. I said it already.
Okay. Okay, now we have another track.
Oh, God.
Young artist in, I believe, the west side of Los Angeles. Let's. Wait, hold on.
It sounded good what you played, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Here we go. This is a rock band from Los Angeles, I believe.
Yeah. One of these guys used to be in Seven Days.
West Coast 760s into it in the chat.
No, I don't like that. Hey, you know, talking about California bands, I like Parallel Universe by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The lyrics come in.
No, I don't like that kind of music.
What kind of music?
That kind of music.
What do you mean by that kind?
Where'd the song go?
So would you say you trash that or you trash it?
Trash it.
You trash it. Would you stab it or glad it? I don't know. Stab it or
you didn't define those terms out there, what they mean.
The hip-hop version for her is just stab it or stab it.
Stab it four times or stab it only once. That's her choice.
All right, let's play one last song for Thrash It or Trash It here. Another rock ditty. Since you were so kind, let's be serious here. I mean, come on, this is a very serious show. And
yeah, I gathered.
Definitely, and this is the last track we're going to play here on Thrash It or Trash It. Let us know what you think of this one. This is an unsigned band. So what do you think of
it? For the 15th time.
For the 15th time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Darren wants to see if you thrash or trash.
Yeah, we got another one.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know if you like this. It's like the newest white rapper. I know you're hitting on me. You know I'm doing my thing. I'm getting money
like a paper. Yeah. Hustling so hard. Let it see me spinning all my... What's it, Japanese rap or something?
Yeah, it's Japanese. When I go to the club, let it show me love. And hit us one of the... It's not a new lyrical
genius. That's amazing. I've never heard that.
Do you trash it or trash it?
Oh my God, it's Jeff Rapp. No, trash it.
Oh, I thought for sure that would get thrashed.
That's sad. Well, we're coming to the conclusion of our show. So we're going to have to let you go.
Hey, I want to say one thing before
sure.
I go.
Yep.
When I went to see Guns N' Roses and Metallica, mm-hmm. and, well, I can't remember what year it was, in the Williams-Brice Stadium in South Carolina in Columbia, there was somebody sitting over to the left of me, a guy and a group of people, and I could have sworn it was James Hetfield, and he was so good-looking, I couldn't see anybody else that was sitting around him.
I kind of had a feeling
it couldn't have been James Hetfield because he was singing it, and but it was after their show. Well, now he'd been sitting there the whole time.
Touching story.
I think her aunt.
And that was the first concert when Izzy went and with Guns N' Roses, and I was sitting there and said, "Where is he?" I was trying to entertain myself.
Where's who?
Izzy. Izzy's traveling.
Where is he?
I know he wasn't there.
Wait, where's who?
Where is he?
Where's who?
Izzy.
Wait, where is he?
Where's who?
Izzy.
Is who?
Where is Izzy? Oh. I got it.
I dumped him because he was fucked up and pissed in the plane.
Who was fucked up?
Izzy. I reckon he was tripping out because he probably wouldn't have peed in the aisle if he hadn't been.
He wasn't fucked up, is he? He's not still in Guns N' Roses, is he?
Do what?
Is he? Is he still in Guns N' Roses? Who?
Y'all are butts.
Y'all are butts.
That's
You're that. Like Negro butts.
Oh, not peach butts.
Oh,
damn.
All right. Well, you were a lot of fun, Carol. Perhaps
thank
not
you for
the
being
a
great.
Huh? Other
variety.
Cautionary tale.
Butts. Have you, one last question. Have you ever left South Carolina?
Yeah, she said she was originally from Virginia.
Oh, that's right. All right.
Right. She wasn't.
Since living there, have you left?
Have you visited? I've been to Virginia a few times, and I've been to Georgia a couple of times. And
I just suggest.
Well, of course, I had to go through North Carolina to get to Virginia.
That whole quadrant of this city, the whole country, is very, you know, homogeneous of one type of person. And
there ain't no homos down there.
Oh, like, God, there's stags galore down here. But
oh, God.
Oh, all right. Well, I tried. You were very entertaining. I'll give you that.
Yes. And a relatively good sport for
it. Have some fun with you, so thank you.
Relatively. Yeah.
Well, she only said the N-word twice, Rob.
Yeah.
She's a very good sport.
Well, I mean, PC just pisses me the fuck off.
Tell me. Yeah.
Fuck them motherfuckers right in the face when they get to be. Oh, you can't say that. That hurts people's feelings. You know, motherfuckers don't mind hurting my feelings.
Yeah.
How do they hurt your feelings?
Who hurt your feelings, Carol?
Tell us.
Huh?
How do they hurt your feelings?
Well, when somebody tells me that my personal feelings are wrong and I got to kiss some fucking asshole's ass and just, you know, go totally against how I feel just to make them feel wanted, fuck them.
Who told you that?
That's what I got to say.
Her boss at the supermarket.
Yeah.
I don't work at a supermarket.
You don't work at all, you said. I meant.
No, but I've worked fucking all my life. I worked in factories. I worked at a place where they made, pillows and sheets and stuff like that. And I worked in a place where they made half shafts. So I could jam them fucking things in there, get all them guys that stand there. God, look at her go, man. Yeah. And, but the rest of the job I hated. That was the only thing. And
do you breathe in
assembly
between?
Line and huh?
I wanted to know how much you weigh. How much do you weigh?
Well, I'm kind of fat right now. I
need
to lose some
weight. I'm curious.
Oh, I weigh probably about. No, I'm not going to tell you. It's embarrassing.
But no one knows you. It's all right.
Oh, I don't. I just don't want to say. It's embarrassing.
260. All right, how about this? If 260 is Virginia, have you ever been north of Virginia?
I've lost some weight, but I'm still way too fat.
Huh?
I said I've lost some weight, but I'm still way too fat.
All right, we'll work on that. You know, you can always maybe think about it this way.
Hey, you know, my favorite thing to say is when somebody fucks with me about my weight, I say, well, I can lose weight, but you'll always be stupid.
Yeah,
that's true.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you can have another problem.
Oh, and you know, Yingling, I can't say his name, Yingling Malmsteen, the one that played the Star Spangled Banner. He was righteous, man. He didn't miss a fucking chord, even with his, what is he playing with, his teeth or his tongue or whatever. He didn't miss a fucking chord, and people were criticizing him.
I love watching Yingling.
I said, he ought to tell them, motherfuckers.
Oh my God, Thor Shredstein is gonna love you. He's gonna have to use that one.
Yingling Malmsteen.
Hey, Yingling Malmsteen, why do you give me a
beer? I can't help it if I can't say his name. Gosh,
said it right.
You said it correctly. His name is Yingling
Malmsteen. So, what are the things you like to eat that you can't stop eating that makes you heavier?
Is this the Carol?
I
want
to try to help because
nothing. I'm very well controlled. The reason I got fat is because my roommate John, when he lived here, I used to eat whenever he'd eat, and I can't eat that much.
Current weight, even though she hates black people, they're the only ones that would fuck her.
That's a good point.
Is that true?
No, when my roommate John lived here, I would eat every time when he would eat, and I can't eat that much. I don't eat hardly anything. I was raised conservative, and I'm a conservative, and I just can't eat much, and I got really fat when he was living here.
Like a black guy's, even
I'm losing weight.
Like average or better looking black men, like not ugly black guys, but they'll be with real.
Shut up with the black man. I wouldn't fuck a black man if he was the last person on the fucking face of the earth.
So what happened? What happened to your roommate? Did he fall?
He was just an asshole. I had to get rid of him.
Hold on.
He was just a liar, you know. I don't like liars.
Let me just clarify. How many roommates did you have?
Just one, John.
Yes. Goodbye, Carol. That was good. For your call, Carol.
God.
We need to get out of here. We apologize for anything Carol said. Well, not really.
We don't necessarily agree with her. We don't agree with her. She can say what she wants.
And may I just say to
Except for Yingling Malmsteen, if
there's not at least three remixes of her calls from tonight by the time we are on the air next week, there's not at least three. I'll be very disappointed in all
We're just
of
not going to do the show.
No. By the way, Terry Crews Tits said Yingling Malmsteen was Rob's nickname in high school.
Super Nintendo Charmer says that was the Peter North of ones.
All right, we have to wrap up today.
Yeah, we're gonna get out of here. We want to close the show with a new little remix that a caller sent in a few weeks ago. We haven't had a chance to play it until now.
Who created it?
Barfarella in the forums, and the title of it is Sean's Real Name is Warrior.
This is great.
Who's Sean?
This guy
used to be on the show briefly. Yeah.
But thank you for listening. We'll be back next week. Hopefully you'll tune in.
This is one of the funniest.
We have an earlier time next week, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern.
Yes.
So 2 hours earlier than normal.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you, everyone else that called in.
Happy birthday, Noah.
Noah.
Thank you.
This one's for you, Noah.
Mm-hmm. But it's about Sean.
Oh, this chick's totally asking for it.
I am your warrior, daddy.
I knew this neighborhood was flaming, but...
That was good.
I saw the chick break, and then there was some dingleberry. It was a white, brilliant, shining butt cheeks like a pair of brushed teeth.
You could totally see his ginger ass pubes.
Hey, I'm Glenn Danzig.
You go way back.
Would you like to play a game?
Yeah. Skink. Maybe I should have called you a whore.
There's magma everywhere.
In my way back.
You got a sloppy dick?
Oh, no.
Oh, there's Laura.
But a real man would accept the full length of the warrior.
And rape.
Sloppy dick.
And rape.
What's the rape?
The ball bones came out.
His rectal cavity is just like falling out of his ass right now. It's just hanging. And whenever he would fart, he would put his hand like over where his butt crack is, I guess, just to feel the heat.
I crapped my pants. It went everywhere except in the toilet. I didn't get it out in time, so I went in there and took a dump. And
it's really thick. It's groovy.
Oh, no, Miss Tang. Oh, no. I don't want to hear that. Oh, hell no.
Monster brontosaurus neck dumps.
Looks like he has a chode.
When it has to come out, it comes out. It was just a big sack of, like, shit.
Yeah, I think everybody does that in the shower, right?
It is not 1984. We are not Def Leppard.
I'm a little curious. Darren, why can't you control your shitting?
Barbecue sauce matted in his chest.
And I'll take you back to my room, jack off on you, and then you can leave.
I've had plenty of finger in there, and I will have a Kaguda book of tea.
Oh!
Oh! God damn.
Oh, that was the best one.